evening and welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I'll make it brief since I'm not feeling very well. I did see Venom in a different capacity, whether it was online or in the theater. It was awesome. It was beyond my wildest dreams, directed by Andy Serkis, Mr. Tom Hardy, and the amazing Woody Harrelson. This isn't really a review, but it was weird. I didn't even think about it at first. This is the first movie since COVID. The last movie I saw was 1917 in the theaters of 2020. It's weird to come back to witness the splendor that is Venom.
We are Venom.
Yeah. It was good to have them back because they are a duo, Eddie Brock and Venom. The film was just awesome. It was off the hook. I'm happy and thankful that I saw it. And yeah, it's weird when you don't think about it too much. And okay, we are kind of slowly coming back when it comes to going to concerts and going to movies. And it's different. It's a different energy. And, but Venom was awesome. It was awesome. The first one is awesome. So for it to return in a different capacity, I felt this was a long time coming. People did stay for the credits, but I think we only got one. You know, Marvel is changing and Venom is hungry. Yeah, I will say that I didn't miss the people who like to noisily pull out their food while eating and talking and chatting. And it's like, I'm here to watch the movie, not here to smell your cheap cologne. Oh my goodness. But it was awesome. It was awesome to see Venom and Mr. Tom Hardy, who also wrote the story. Yeah. There's a lot to enjoy in this film. Whatever the critics say, it's supposable. Well, it's in print that Tom Hardy was hurt by the critics criticizing the last film. And that's the critics for you. Fuck them. When a film is good, you know it. We know it. This is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I know when a film is good and when it's not good. There's some films where it's like, okay, we got to walk out of this. Yeah. But Venom is forever. And I absolutely loved it. I truly, truly did. I know that would be cliche of me to say, oh, you love it too. But I loved it. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good night to just forget everything and watch this film. It's going to do really well. I know that people want it to fail, and that's too bad. The story is up there. The performance is up there. This is not your typical Venom. This is Venom. Yeah. It was magical. And, I leave you with that in terms of as a filmmaker and as a student of film, of how far it takes to get to the story morning glory. So let's look at Venom, shall we? Let's look at it. Andy Serkis on Venom, Let There Be Carnage. That mid-credits scene, no, we won't talk about that because that's a spoiler for everyone. And I don't do spoilers. No. I would like a Venom action figure. So if you're listening, Marvel, come on. Directed by Andy Serkis. Screenplay by Kelly Marcel. Story by Tom Hardy and Kelly Marcel. It's doing good. Tom Hardy is Eddie Brock. Michelle Williams as Anne Weehan. Naomi Harris as Frances. That's all I'll say. Reed Scott as Dan Lewis. Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy.
Carnage.
Yeah. To think this was put on the back burner for over a year due to COVID. I won't say that we're all tired of COVID, but you gotta understand, things happen. Things happen. Yeah. It's doing well. It's doing very well. Oh, here we go. Critics. I'm not even gonna read what they say. Sometimes it's like, I think critics just want to hear their own voices to sound important. Yeah. But this is the Dr. Seuss film podcast, and this film is important. Let there be carnage. Go back and watch the original Venom. It's amazing. It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, there's not really that I can say, because I don't want to give the plot away. I think when critics do that, they really don't care about their audience. Okay, this was originally going to come out in 2020, and we had to wait a year. So, but it's worth it. It's worth the price of admission. The effects, not so much the effects, though. I think the relationship between Venom and Eddie, it's beyond any line. It's genreless. He talks to him. They're obviously a couple or connected in some sort of way. And there's a connection. But then again, there's always a connection between a symbiote and his host. that's the true crux of it. That it is funny. It's the guy who does the voice of Venom is, I believe, that actor from Candyman. If I can find it. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm looking. Odd Couple. It is a voice of Venom. Venom versus Punisher. No, we're not there yet. Venom's been around a long time, so when I'm researching, it's like, oh, we gotta dig. Okay. Yeah. There's some plots that I won't mention. You have to watch the movie. Voice of Venom. Who is the voice of Venom? Okay. Okay. I thought it... Whoa, is it Tom Hardy or is it not? This is what I'm reading. Okay, so I guess it's Tom's own voice. But originally, in the first one, it was the actor from Candyman, whose name escapes me right now. Let's see. Interesting. As I have said, Venom is awesome. Unpleasant Dreams.